You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with your DFS Flash podcast. Every week, you can find me here at Aaron Torres Media with your weekly guide to help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. The DFS Flash is a quick-hitting podcast that's about 15 minutes long, laying out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the Sunday DFS main slate. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up, pay down, and dart throw option at each position to help you build out your winning DFS lineup. I always practice what I preach here on the DFS Flash, and I wouldn't tell you to do anything that I don't believe in myself. Every week, I put in my own lineup on DraftKings using players I talk about here on this show. What we look for is at least a minimum 2.5 times return on investment from our DFS players. Last week on this show, I told you to play guys like Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and DK Metcalf, who all had monster games. One of my dart throw calls was Javonte Williams, and I told you he'd score his first career touchdown last week, and he sure did. So far, we've been successful here. So let's keep it rolling into week 4, and let's build that lineup, and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is Patrick Mahomes at 8,100. Who would have thought that Kansas City would be 1-2 after 3 weeks? These past 2 weeks, we've seen them lose 2 really close games in the fourth quarter against Baltimore and Los Angeles. Mahomes threw 2 interceptions last week, and one of them was a big fourth quarter pick that cost him the game. Mahomes knows he needs to step up and get his team back on track, and this team goes as he goes. Mahomes has thrown 3 touchdown passes in every game so far, and even with the 2 turnovers last week, he still finished with just under 25 fantasy points. In order to get us 3 times return on his $8,100 salary this week, Mahomes just has to give us a little over 24 fantasy points. And in a get right spot against the Philadelphia secondary, Mahomes can easily get us over 30 this week. Philly's coming off a game where they allowed 41 points to Dak Prescott in Dallas on national TV. In that game, Dak only threw 26 times, and he still threw 3 touchdowns. With Mahomes looking to make a statement this week and the Kansas City running game making some mistakes, Mahomes should have a monster game, and he should be throwing the ball early and often this week. My mid-range option is Jalen Hurts at 6,900. Nice. On the other side of that same game is Jalen Hurts, and he's going to have to try to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes to keep his team in the game. Kansas City should put up a ton of points in this game, and Hurts will have to throw a lot to keep pace. Now, in last week's game, we saw Hurts throw 39 times for 326 yards. Even in what was an ugly offensive performance for Philly, Hurts still put up over 25 fantasy points. After seeing how ugly the offense looked, and getting a lot of criticism this week on the play calling from last week, Nick Sirianni should make an adjustment and run the ball more than what we saw in the Dallas game. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing for Hurts, though, because if they get the running game involved, it could open things up for him in the passing game as well. With the predictive game script telling me that Philly's going to have to try to keep up with KC and the tremendous rushing upside that Hurts brings to the table, I'm confident that he'll be able to get us at least the 20.7 fantasy points we need from him that would give us 3x return on his $6,900 price tag this week on DraftKings. My dart throw at quarterback is Taylor Heinicke at 5,900. Heinicke gets a juicy matchup this week against Atlanta, who's given up 8 passing touchdowns already this season. In fact, Daniel Jones didn't even throw one last week against them, so those 8 touchdowns came in a 2-week span. The Atlanta secondary is weak, and their defense has given up 94 points in the first 3 weeks of the season. Heinicke didn't throw a lot last week, but he's put up over 20 fantasy points in back-to-back weeks. At a $5,900 salary this week, we only need him to get around 18 points to give us 3x return on investment. And against this Atlanta defense, that should be pretty easy. Washington star running back Antonio Gibson also missed practice Thursday with a shin injury. So if he's even limited in this game, it should open up some more opportunities for Heinicke to throw a little bit more. Heinicke can also add some value with his legs, which he showed us last week with a rushing touchdown. With the weapons he has, Heinicke should be able to take advantage of this favorable matchup and produce nicely for us if we're going to pay down at quarterback this week. At running back, my pay-up option is Alvin Kamara at 8,400. Now, let me be clear here. Derrick Henry is the obvious pay-up option this week at running back at 8,800 against a miserable New York team. With Tennessee banged up in the receiver room, Henry could carry the ball 50x this game and score multiple touchdowns. He's in an absolute smash spot, and he'll probably be the highest rostered player in DFS this week for that reason. But you don't need me to tell you to play Derrick Henry this week. That's not what you come here for. That's too easy. So if you're looking for a different pay-up option, I'll guide you to Alvin Kamara. Kamara gets to face the other miserable New York team this week, and he's the focal point of the New Orleans offense. New Orleans a touchdown favorite in this game, and in the 2 games that they've played with leads so far, Kamara had over 20 touches in both games. He's been off to a bit of a slow start this season, but this could be the game we see him break out. With the volume I expect from him in a positive game script and his usage in the passing game as well as on the ground, Kamara should easily get us the 21 fantasy points we need for the 2.5x return on our investment. I'll call my shot once again. How about that? I'll say I'll be excited to have Kamara in my lineup when he scores his first rushing touchdown of the season this week. My pay down option, it's going to be DeAndre Swift at 6,200. Swift might be a little under rostered this week after being limited in some practices. I don't believe we're in any danger of him missing this game, but the limited practices may scare some people away. So we'll take the lower rostership in our contest, and we'll be happy about it. Now, earlier this week, Dan Campbell came out and said that Swift has earned himself a larger role with his performance over the first 3 weeks of the season. We love to hear that. Last week, we saw Swift as a major factor both on the ground and also in the receiving game. He carried 14x, and he added another 7 receptions and totaled 107 yards and a touchdown. They play Chicago this week, who we just saw getting burnt by a running back in the passing game last week with Kareem Hunt. Detroit's playing inspired football for a team that everyone had as basement dwellers, and 2 of their 3 losses were 1-score games, including last week's heartbreaker on the game-winning field goal. That was a record-breaking field goal. They'll have Swift heavily involved in the offense, and if we can get another 20-plus touches game from him this week against a Chicago defense that's already allowed big games to running backs, he can certainly put up over 20 fantasy points for us in our lineups. My dart throw at running back, it's going to be Zach Moss at 5,300. I think this price tag for Moss is way too low at only $5,300 on DraftKings this week. Moss has looked to reclaim the number one running back spot from Devin Singletary in Buffalo, and I love that he gets both goal line usage and passing game work as well. This week, Buffalo gets to host Houston, whose defense is among the worst in the league. Buffalo should command this game in front of the home crowd and should be able to put up plenty of points. Even if Josh Allen in the passing game account for a good chunk of the scoring to get them the lead, we should see plenty of Moss in the second half as they run the ball down Houston's throat. As 17-point home favorites, Buffalo should be playing from ahead most of this game, And we love that game script for low salary running backs. Volume should be here this week for Zach Moss, and that makes him a great option at only $5,300 as our dart throw. Let's move over to wide receiver. My pay-up option at wide receiver, well, it's Tyreek Hill at $8,000 or Terry McLaurin at $6,900. I'm giving you a double play here at wide receiver because there's a lot of good options at the position this week. Tyreek Hill at $8,000 carries a high salary, but I do expect Kansas City to put up a lot of points, with most of it coming through the air, like we talked about. The last 2 weeks have been rough for Hill, but just like I said in the quarterback section with Mahomes, I think they look to get back on track this week against Philly's defense. If you can afford the two high salaries, the Mahomes to Hill pairing should work out nicely for you in your DFS lineups this week. Now, Terry McLaurin's over $1,000 cheaper than Hill. And we also talked about his quarterback's good matchup earlier as well. We already talked about how Atlanta's given up a ton of touchdowns through the air, and we've seen Devonta Smith and Mike Evans both have big games against them. If you want to pay up at other positions and save some money, the Heinicke to McLaurin pairing could get you a nice return as well. It could get you multiple touchdowns against this Atlanta defense. My pay down option at wide receiver, it's going to be Odell Beckham Jr. at $5,800. We saw Odell return to action last week for his first game of the season, and he and Baker Mayfield wasted no time getting back into it, with Baker targeting Odell 9 times. Odell caught 5 of those targets and tallied 77 receiving yards in his debut. With Jarvis Landry on the IR, Odell's the clear top target for Mayfield, and the targets will continue to flow his way this week against Minnesota. The Minnesota secondary is coming off a game where we saw DK Metcalf go off for over 100 yards, who was hopefully in your lineup if you listened to the DFS Flash last week. And Minnesota has allowed big games to a lot of receivers so far this season. Odell's in a good spot in this matchup, and the volume should be there for him. At only $5,800 on DraftKings, Odell only needs 14.5 points to give us the 2.5 times return we look for. If Odell gets in the end zone this week, which I believe he will, he'll get us here easily, friends. And now let's get to my dart throw at wide receiver. And I'm excited about this one because my dart throw is Terrace Marshall Jr. at $4,000. Now, this is a dart throw that I'm making based on me reading the tea leaves a little bit in Carolina. Now, DJ Moore is obviously the top dog there, but we haven't seen much from Robbie Anderson this season. And we did see Marshall being more involved in the offense last week with 5 targets that he turned into 4 catches and 48 yards. I know. 8.8 fantasy points doesn't do much for us, but we only need 10 from him to give us the 10 points for the 2.5 times we want for a low price dart throw. Carolina traded away their tight end, Dan Arnold, and that has a lot of people talking about Tommy Tremble. But to me, the move also shows that they have confidence in Terrace Marshall. Dan Arnold was averaging 17 slot snaps per game before the trade, and those vacated slot snaps, they're going to go to Terrace Marshall, not Tommy Tremble. Instead of taking Marshall off the field to let a tight end split out, they look to be leaning towards letting the young receiver play the role that he's shown he can be successful in. Playing without Christian McCaffrey this week, they should lean a bit heavier on the passing game. And remember, when CMC was out last year, this offense supported 3 wide receivers really well. At only $4,000 and what I predict to be an increased workload, I love the dart throw on Marshall this week, and he'll certainly be in my lineups. At tight end this week, my pay-up option is Travis Kelce at $8,100. I've been talking a lot, and this one could be short and sweet. We've already talked about Kansas City getting back on track this week and Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill being solid options. Well, every week, Travis Kelce is a solid option at the tight end position. The man puts up 20 fantasy points like clockwork, even in games like last week where he didn't score a touchdown. The volume's always there for Kelce, and if you decide not to pay up at wide receiver, you could pay up here for Kelce and pair him with Mahomes. Even at the $8,100 salary, a 2.5 times return on investment is only right around the 20-point threshold that Kelce's reached every week so far. My pay-down option at tight end is Logan Thomas at $4,900. I love this pay down option because it allows you to get a true stack in your lineup this week. If you decided to go with the Heinicke and McLaurin pairing we talked about earlier, you could add Thomas to that and make a nice Washington stack-a-rooney here. Heinicke found Thomas for a touchdown last week, and without an abundance of weapons in the Washington wide receiver core, Thomas is always going to be a part of the passing attack. Atlanta's not just bad against receivers. They also allow a bunch of points to tight ends as well. If I can't afford to put Kelce in my lineup, Logan Thomas at $4,900 is going to be my pivot at tight end this week. Load up that Washington stack, baby. Let's go. My dart throw at tight end this week, that's going to be Anthony Firkser at only $3,100. I'm pretty sure that I won't be paying down too low at tight end this week, but if you're looking to punt the tight end position with a low salary dart throw, you could go with Anthony Firkser. When I look for a dart throw at tight end, it's basically looking for a guy who has a good opportunity to score a touchdown. At this salary range, there's not going to be many guys who's going to get a ton of volume. With Firkser this week, the Tennessee passing game is already down A.J. Brown, and even though Julio Jones is looking like he's going to play, he's also banged up. I don't expect them to have to pass off in this game, but if they get in the red zone and throw, it could be Firkser in the end zone with the touchdown. Worth throwing the dart at him at this salary. And on defense this week, my pay-up option is going to be Buffalo at $4,300. Now, $4,300 is a lot to spend on a defense, and there are a lot of high-end position players I like this week, so I probably won't be paying up myself. But if you have the salary, Buffalo gets to take on Davis Mills and a Houston team who only scored 9 points last week. The rookie quarterback only threw for 168 yards in his debut, and we already know that the Houston running backs are nothing to fear. The Buffalo defense should feast in this game. So if you've saved some salary by using some of the pay down and dart throw options we talked about on the show, you can pay up for Buffalo this week and they'll pay off for you. But my pay down option on defense, it's going to be Indianapolis at 2,700. Indianapolis gets to take on Miami this week, who's starting their backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. This game has one of the lowest totals of the week, and it should be a pretty ugly game in general. Indy's defense has been good at forcing turnovers and is coming off a game where they got two interceptions and a fumble. They need to do a better job at getting to the quarterback. So if they could add a couple of sacks and continue to force turnovers, they should be able to pay off for us this week in a low-scoring game. And that's going to wrap it up for week four, friends. Thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast over here at Aaron Torres Media. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify so that you don't miss out on this content. I really hope you guys didn't miss it last week because we really nailed it last week. Please leave your comments and also keep your eyes on Aaron Torres Media, AaronTorresOnline.com as well, where you can find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all my incredible teammates are putting out on a regular basis. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. And hit me up with any DFS or season-long lineup questions you might have. I'll catch you all right back here for next week's episode. But before that, friends, I'll see you in the winner's circle.